Good morning, brothers and sisters. Christians often say that we have to live a life of good testimony. Exactly. So, what expression do people get when they look at Brother Wang? Or what do the seeker friends first think of Sister Li? What is it that makes us different as God's children? This morning, we are going to learn a lesson from Caleb. So the topic we'll think about is the characteristics of Caleb. As we already know that when the Israelites came out of Egypt to enter the land of Canaan, 10 out of the 12 spies they sent out felt hopeless after they saw how tall and fierce the Canaanites were, because they thought the Israelites would never be able to defeat them. All the eyes of the 10 spies looked at the external circumstances, except for the 2 spies who did not look at the external circumstances, but were confident that God's promise would never fail. They believed that God's promise would never fail, because they believe that God is a God of His word. And that when God said He would give the Israelites the good land of Canaan, He would do it. The 2 spies who had strong faith were Joshua and Caleb. What they believed proved true later. With God's help, they finally conquered their enemies, the 7 nations of Canaan. The war was over, and now it was time to give the land of milk and honey to the 12 tribes of Israel so they could live in peace and contentment. Now let's read Joshua chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. And today is the last lesson from the book of Joshua. We started the book of Joshua last year. I hope every one of you will remember the main point of the book of Joshua and apply to your life. Let us read together. Now, these are the areas that the Israelites received as an inheritance in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar, the priest, Joshua, son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel allotted to them. Their inheritances were assigned by lot to the 9.5 tribes, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Now we know that after the war, the people in the past are the same with the people in the present time. All of them want to live in peace. Then let's continue with verse 6 through 8. Now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal. And Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my conviction. But my fellow Israelites who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. This passage tells us that Caleb was 40 years old when he was sent out to spy out the land. He was sent out to spy out the land of Canaan with the other 11 spies. One contrast in verse 8 is that all the other spies had no faith, but Caleb's trait was to follow the Lord his God wholeheartedly. The reason why Caleb could follow God wholeheartedly is that he had perfect faith in God, which is also a vital precondition. Let's move on to verse 9. So on that day, Moses swore to me, "The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." This is the second mention of Caleb following God wholeheartedly. Let's go on to verse 10 and 11. "Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then." We see time flies, and Caleb was 85 years old at this time, but he was still very strong. Not only was he physically strong and still able to fight like a young man, but more importantly, Caleb was still spiritually strong. He still has strong faith in the Lord. He was still very faithful. When I was preparing the sermon, I believe that Caleb must be a person full of positive energy. His faith in God and his faithfulness had not changed in these 45 years, which is truly remarkable. His faith is truly remarkable. And this is what we have to learn today. So today, no matter the external circumstances is, no matter how difficult the external circumstances is, we need to rely on our Lord. No matter our external circumstances is ever changing, our faith in the Lord should never change. Let's go on to verse 13 and 14. "Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance." So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since. Please pay special attention to the last sentence. "Because he, Caleb, followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly." Because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Notice that this is the third time in the scripture mentioning that Caleb followed God wholeheartedly. Do you think God will bless him? The answer is obvious. God placed those who follow him wholeheartedly. But what does it mean to follow God wholeheartedly? It is when we focus on God and follow him closely. When we're seeking the kingdom of God first, which means that we put God and his kingdom in the first, we always say that we should glorify the Lord, we should honor the Lord. This scripture doesn't mean that we treat God as our guest, like when we have time, when we're done with our work, our life, then I will remember God, read some scripture. We should treat God as our Lord. That's why we call Jesus our Lord. He's our Lord of life. He's the Lord of our daily life. If we practice this every day, do you think God will bless you? Of course. And only when we're doing this, we are honoring God. But in reality, we know that all Christians are willing to honor God. But sometimes we may get weak. Sometimes we may get lazy, including myself. And sometimes because of the external circumstances or various pressure, our faith in God may be shaken, and we may not be able to follow God wholeheartedly. Therefore, we really need to learn from Caleb to follow God wholeheartedly. At least we should try our best to put God in the first place. And I have told you before that when we wake up in the morning, the first thing we should do is to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And receive the blessing God has given me. And remember God's teaching and share God's word with people around me. If the first thought after you wake up is about the Lord, about his kingdom, do you think God will be pleased? Of course, God will be pleased. But we know that some brothers and sisters, they barely go to church and they barely pray to the Lord. But when we have a bad health report, they remember the Lord and they remember to call the pastor. I really hope that we will have a close relationship with the Lord in our daily life, because our Lord is merciful, faithful, righteous. And we need to remember that our Lord is faithful. The faithfulness of God is that God is a God of his word. We need to believe that all the promises God has made to us in the Bible will be fulfilled. There's no doubt about it, nor should there be. But we have to be patient to wait for God's timing and God's way. We all agree that the spiritual growth of Christians is a process. As Apostle Paul said, when we first came to faith in Christ, we were just like an infant who partakes only milk. But as we are getting mature spiritually, we are able to take solid food. As we continue to pant for the Lord and want to be united with Him, as Paul said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. What an amazing state of mind. I don't know if every one of you have ever think about this truth. It's not just a concept, but we really have to know that this can be achieved by decision. Please look at Galatians 2:20. Let us read together. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Verse 28 tells us that I have been crucified with Christ, which means that my old self has been crucified with Jesus Christ. All has passed, and now the life I'm living now, the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Ever since Paul had met the true living God on his way to Damascus, his life had been turned upside down. He used to be a persecutor of Christians. But when he met Jesus Christ in person, he was completely changed. When we are talking about united with the Lord, it's unity of God and mankind. We Chinese always say that the unity of the heaven and mankind when we are here, the heaven we talk about is actually pointing to God. So united with the Lord, uniting with the Lord means unity of God and mankind. And I know that you can do, I know that this can be achieved by a decision. Our Lord is a merciful God. He won't ask us to do something that we cannot do. And God's plan is to bless us and help us get mature spiritually. God wants us to sense the reminder from the Holy Spirit. God hopes us to feel this quickly, which may be the spiritual sensitivity, yeah. Now I'm going to give you a few examples of people who follow the Lord wholeheartedly. Pastor Wang Yongxing is very familiar to Chinese Christians. He He started a prayer meeting of four people in 1961. Then God placed a burden on his heart to set up the Chinese Christian Mission, CCM. At the beginning, the publications published by CCM were all simply printed with ink. After 80 years, let's look at the work of today's Chinese Christian Mission. CCM not only publishes magazines in simplified and traditional Chinese for Christians and seekers all over the world, but also sends missionaries to backward areas to spread the gospel. And they also publish a lot of spiritual books for churches all over the world. And they have published a lot of spiritual books. And some of them are very famous to us. I need to tell every one of us that Pastor Wang Youjin has left us last week. The second example is what we all know as the 700 clubs, which is actually just one of CBN's ministries. Looking at how big their ministries are, one thing we know for sure is that the news they report is true and reliable. Because Christians are not allowed to broadcast fake news. And do you know that many years ago, when Pat Robertson was used by God, he was just a young, ordinary pastor. But God clearly told him to start a TV channel, which really freaked him out. When he was 30 years old, God gave him this vision. He was really freaked out. He didn't understand mass media. He didn't have enough money. He didn't have enough people work for him, and he didn't even know where should he start. But he believed that if it's God's will, then God will complete it. For this reason, which was also his strong faith in God, he followed God's lead wholeheartedly. Just look at the work of CBN today. How many real testimonies have been shared with countless people around the world? And the testimony was not only in English, but in various languages for helping people in different areas, different countries. It all starts from dedicated servant of God. Another example I wanted to share with you is Life Outreach International. It was also God who called a young preacher named James Robinson. At the beginning, around 40 to 50 years ago, it all started from his pity on many children in Africa who had no clean water to drink. We all know that from the news broadcasted that the water in Africa are not safe to drink. So the simplest and most economical way back then was to drill wells locally. But where would he get the money? Who would be hired? Who would he hire to do the work? The first step is always difficult, and only those who have experienced it know how hard it is. But when God uses someone who are willing to follow God wholeheartedly, the works are finally completed. And the children there were so happy when they know they will have clear water to drink. Look at how many children their international ministry has helped today. They have been helping the children, little girls in Thailand and Philippines, avoid being abducted by bad people and turned into prostitutes. If there is no ministry like this, how many little girls will be abducted by bad people and turned into prostitutes? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Finally, I would like to introduce Good TV. We all know Good TV, but I'd like to give you some introduction about the history of Good TV. Good TV is the first satellite television station founded by Chinese people to broadcast to the world. It was God who placed this burden in the heart of a teacher named Chen in 1996 and led him step by step. And the teacher Chen prayed to the Lord again and again. Later, an entrepreneur, a businessman named Zeng Guosheng, became the chief executive of the TV station. And a lot of people really enjoy watch the True Love Blog program. And Brother Jiang has introduced one video from True Love Blog, which is about Jeremy Lin in our prayer meeting last week. This program has a variety of testimonies that not only give seekers an opportunity to know the Lord, but also inspire us Christians to understand how faithful and reliable our Lord is. So I really hope that you will introduce the True Love Blog to your family and your friends. And there are various kind of programs in True Love Blog, and they're all related to our daily life, including relationship between couples, the relationship between parents and the children, and the peer pressure. And it all started with the dedicated servant of God, Teacher Chen. I still remember when I was studying theology many years ago, the teacher asked us on the first day of school, "What is theology?" His answer is to learn from God. And what to learn from God? The answer is to learn His humility and meekness. And the Lord told us that I am gentle and humble in heart. Let's read together the book of Matthew 11:29. And this is the word of Jesus. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." We need to be gentle and humble in heart. This is what the Lord teaches us to do. If we have put our heart to learning from the Lord, I believe that couples will not quarrel when you think of God's word, "I'm gentle and humble in heart." Therefore, we really have to practice in our lives what the Lord Jesus has taught us. May the Lord help us. If we remember the Lord's teaching and practice it in our life, that in our ordinary life, whether you are at work, whether you are at home or in the workplace, if you can naturally lead a Christ-like life, others will surely feel the aroma of Christ. So when others think of Brother Jack, they remember that Brother Jack is gentle and humble. So what is other people's first impression about you? If we have been a Christian for like 30 to 50 years, there's no changing of our life. I don't know if you really have God's new life. Last Sunday, around 5 p.m., I got a phone call from Los Angeles. Usually, I don't answer people I don't know. But that day, maybe it was the Holy Spirit, I answered the call. The stranger on the other side of the phone asked me, "How do you grow your vegetables?" The question made me confused. Who is this? I'm so confused. So I asked him, "Where did you see that?" And he told me that, she told me that I saw it on Facebook. Then I got some clues and asked her, "Isn't it a video called 'What You Sow Is What You Get' in my Joyful Station?" She said yes, because I remember in that episode I used my backyard as a background, where a lot of vegetables and flowers grow. That's because she saw the video called "What You Sow Is What You Get" in my Joyful Station. She she called me. After figuring out what was going on, of course, I had to hand the phone to my wife, as she's the one who really know how to plant vegetables and flowers. And my wife was very enthusiastic to tell her some of her experience of growing vegetables. I was a little bit touched at that moment and think of a Bible verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. Let us read together. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Do you know Paul was saying that I planted a seed, Apollo watered it, but God has been making it grow. Why did I think of this sentence? Because God is telling me that just be faithful and focus on spreading the gospel. Try my best to enrich the content of Joyful Station. And God will take care of the rest. What Brother Jack and I should do is to concentrate on doing it a good job on Joyful Station and leave the rest to God. And remember saying that I do my best and God will do the rest. As for the questions like, when will the audience watch it? When will they be touched by the video? And how will God lead them? All this will be fulfilled according to God's own good will. Do you agree? If I do the best, God will do the rest. But the point is that if I am faithful to do the work, I am faithful to serve the Lord. So I will leave the rest to the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, we always say that we need to count the blessings God has given us. Starting from the barbecue on July 4th last year, about which every participant was happy and joyful. We just created an opportunity for our brothers and new friends that they can communicate with one another. And the camping activities in October, in which we got to know many new friends, and every family, including adults and children, all enjoyed. And we have an activity at the end of October. And we spend a lot of happy time together. Because our church is a warm family. And the most recent celebration of Chinese New Year, which was recognized by many people. And the program was also watched by more than 300 audience online. So our church really have a good reputation in our community. Over the past year or so, God has brought many new friends to us. We now have several young, energetic brothers and sisters in our church. And our Sunday worship, hymns of praise, and song system have been greatly improved. We see that God has given us a lot of blessings. There are many faithful brothers and sisters who have been working hard and seriously to serve the Lord. I thank God for all of you, and God remember your work. So we have faith that when we follow God wholeheartedly and with one mind, God will surely prosper our church. So I, as a pastor, invite you to join our action team. So we should build up our church together. Build up the church the Lord Jesus Christ has given us. We may listen a lot of sermon and we may read a lot of Bible verses, but now it's time for action. Please join our action team to build up the Church of Christ. And today's topic is the characteristics of Caleb. I believe you have received the message. What's Caleb's feature? Follow the God wholeheartedly. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, we thank you. We thank you tell us Caleb's whole life to us. We see that the characteristic of Caleb is to follow God wholeheartedly. This is what we have to learn. We pray that you will strengthen us and give us heavenly wisdom and add our faith and our love and hope so that we can see heaven from the earth. So that we can see the eternal value from our temporary life. We give all the glory to you, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.